I'm so jealous you guys are all like comfortably on your butts right now. It's awesome.
Alright, so I'm just going to go ahead and tweet out that we're going on live. Do you guys hear that?
Yeah.
Don't waste my motherfucking time!
Yeah, surprised that I hear that.
Oh, me too.
Curious as to how we're hearing that.
I think it's...
I'm drinking
rum and I'm trying not to drink like a lot of soda. That's really bad for me. So it's like some natural soda because I'm kind of a fat slob, so I'm trying to lose weight. You know, so
actually I kind of feel a little left out over here. I don't have anything right now, but
would you like a Lean-In Lugal?
There's some hard cider, too.
Drinking a shandy. Yeah. That's a shandy. It's a very manly shandy.
But I'm not the only one drinking. Yay.
Well, I just got here, so.
I got antibiotics for my surgery just a couple days ago, so I'm like, yay, I got to go buy some beer today.
Nice.
I always get so much anxiety before doing these stupid interviews and stuff. It's like, just smooth. I always get so much anxiety, so I always have to have, like, beer.
You can't mix alcohol with antibiotics?
No, I stopped taking it about a few days ago.
Can you get high off antibiotics?
No. I've been on antibiotics for a while, because right before my surgery, I had a staph infection. Big one on my butt. Hurt really bad. It was awful. But I had to be on antibiotics for 2 weeks for that, and then another almost 2 weeks for the surgery.
All right, so we are live. It is the Lotus Cast. We are broadcasting out of beautiful Medway, Massachusetts. And we have our wonderful guest with us. The beautiful... The big-breasted...
Wonderful actress.
The very sexy Brittany Amber. Hello, Brittany. How are you? Brittany's in a little bit of pain. She's joining us. This is your apartment that you're in?
Apartment I've been trapped in for two and a half weeks, almost 3 weeks.
Wow.
I just had surgery, and I can't sit on my butt, so I can't drive or anything. My whole back and everything. I had body contouring, so.
So is it safe to say that you're probably not, like, are you having sex right now?
No, I can't have sex for 3 weeks.
Oh, is that a bummer? Is that a bummer in your world?
Is it a bummer?
Yeah, I've been really lonely. I've been so lonely, and I just broke up with my boyfriend on top of that, and I've been trapped in my apartment. So, yeah.
So what does a day right now consist of on surgery time? Like, what are you doing when you wake up to the time that you go to bed? Do you guys go to bed?
Huh? Well, geez, lately, I just recently got Netflix again, which, you know, I never watch TV or movies or anything, so I'm never at home. I live in a stupid, shitty little apartment, and I just come here sometimes, like, drop off stuff and then go again, you know? It's been hell being trapped in here. It's been really, really depressing, but I just got Netflix and got into that show Lost. I've never seen that show Lost. And so that's what I've been doing, waking up, watching Lost until, like, 5 in the morning.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, sometimes we all wake and bake. There's stuff over there.
Nice.
And then now that I'm on antibiotics, then this.
You're sipping on a Guinness.
Wait, is that a thing you can't drink while on antibiotics?
No, yeah, you can't. I guess it'll make you sick or make them not work or whatever. But I don't care. I'm not really a drinker. You know, I haven't had a drink in a month before yesterday. you know. I like to smoke weed, that's my thing. But I don't know, I haven't had any drinks in a while, so I'm like, oh, I'll get Guinness, you know, whatever, I have to do this interview thing. I always have so much anxiety before, so it helps.
Why do you have anxiety? Are you scared they're going to hurt you?
For live interviews, like, I don't think I'm that, I'm not bad at interviews, but I don't know. Sometimes, I don't know, I'm a pothead, so I have brain, so...
Is it, like, do you have anxiety through a lot of things? Like, is it, do you have anxiety, like, if you were to perform, or is it just doing, like, the interviews?
No, I have way more anxiety doing this than performing, doing interviews.
Are you having trouble getting an erection?
Yeah.
It's a little stage fright. It's okay.
Yeah, my retractable penis can't get it up.
So,
yours is retractable, too?
Yeah. So we have Brittany here. She is promoting her movie Barbed Wire Triple X, directed by Van Anderson, whom I don't know who he is right now. You can follow Brittany Amber on Twitter at Brittany_Amber, and obviously you can visit her website at BrittanyAmberXXX.com. It's actually BrittanyAmberXXX.com. Brittany,
yeah.
How did you get in, like, we're going to ask some basic questions, you know, because we don't know you, you don't know us. If you want to ask us a question, you can. I mean, we're not interested in it at all. How did you get started out in porn? Like, what led you to say, you know what, I want to take copious amounts of dick and get paid for it?
Well, first thing was I was working as a hotel auditor that audited paperwork at a hotel from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. every day, and that really fucking killed me. And so, but anyways, during the night, because we had HBO and late night shows that came on, and I became a big fan of the Cat House show. That was like my favorite show to watch at night. Like, geez, these girls are making so much money and having all this fun, always running around with vibrators and dildos, and, you know, it's like, always looks like a party, like, fun every day. And I'm like, you know, I wish I could do that. I was like, how did I get in on this? And so, at the time I was married, and, you know, I knew that was going to be really hard convincing my husband to, like, go ahead and do something like that. But, after a while, convincing, like, oh, like, you know, after this, like, buy a house, and let's do all this. And then finally he was like, yeah, cool with it.
You were married?
I was really just trying to get out of the marriage. That's what I was trying to do. That's what I had my heart set on. It was really just stupid. You know, I got married really young, and just, yeah, I got married when I was 18. That was dumb. But anyways, so I started working up there at the Bunny Ranch, and, oh, actually, well, anyways, I skipped a little part, though, but anyways, I just went on MySpace, because, you know, everybody was using MySpace at the time, and I thought that was a really, not a very sure way to go about it, you know, I didn't think he's a... ever see my message on MySpace, you know, just randomly get back to me, but he did, like, 2 days, and I was like, oh my god, really? And he was like, I'll pay for your flight to come out, like, no obligations, you know, if you don't like it, you never have to come back. I was like, I totally was like, okay, I totally have to, let's give this a try. And I loved it. My first trip, I absolutely loved it. I made so much money, and so quick, and every time I got picked in my life, I was like, oh yay! Like, I was really all about it. It was awesome.
Like, I mean, obviously they just contacted you on MySpace. Were you out of the marriage when you went out there, or were you still married when you went out there? And you just said,
I was married for, like, 6 months during me doing that. Like, we were actually, maybe it was less than that, maybe even, like, 4 months or something of me being married and whatever. But, I don't know, it was just, our marriage is already falling apart anyway, and I was just, I needed it to be, you know, to make more money to become independent so I could leave him, basically. That's what I was doing. That's what I had in mind also.
What signs were the... I'm married. I'm actually married. What were the signs that were showing that the marriage was falling apart? Like, because I want to know just in case. I tell my wife once to run off to the cat house.
Really young, and we got married just because I got pregnant, and it was just, like, stupid like that, you know? And we both really wanted to be... like, that was what we were set on. And then after that, we had a family, like, oh, well, you want to have a baby, then you don't get married. So it wasn't ever, like, our idea, really. So, I mean, that was always the fundamental issue there. But on top of that, like, we I was a really bad wife. I was always really, I don't know. We never had sex. I was always, we'd go like literally like a month and a half, and you'd have to beg me. You'd be like, literally beg me, like, oh, please. God, and I was laying there with like a frown on my face, like,
so you can never get any, and now you're doing this.
That must be really frustrating.
Huh?
That must be frustrating. I like Cat House a lot. I don't remember seeing you on it. So were you featured on the show?
It was on the third season.
Third season.
Yeah. Okay. I had no boobs. I looked different. That was before I was in porn. I had no boobs, I had no surgery or anything at the time, and I was all, like, young, and no, I don't know, it looks a lot different, I think. But some people still do recognize me. Actually, a lot more people recognize me from that show than even porn stuff.
Oh, really?
You know, I've done a lot more porn. I was only on, you know, I did a lot on the third season, but not, like, so much, you know, I think that to be really recognized that much, especially how I didn't even really look the same. I don't even look the same, but I don't think.
When you made the decision to head out to be on the Cat House, what is that?
What's it? It's coming through her Skype.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
From her end.
What did your family say? Like, your mom, your dad, you have brothers or sisters? Like, what were they like? Hey.
I'm not really close with my family, and you know, especially my. I do have a sister, and you know, like when I came back, and I was just talking about. Not even about anything sex related or anything, just about like, oh, like, oh, I made this much money or just something, anything, something that had nothing to do with sex, but she's like, I don't want to hear anything about it. It was just like, I don't know. She's very, like, straight edge and just very like, we don't talk about sex stuff or anything in the same room. But I don't know. I don't have a good relationship with my parents, so I don't care what they thought, you know, and of course they didn't like it at first, but I was like, oh, I really don't care. I was happy that they didn't like it.
So what was it like going from, okay, so you're married, you know, you want to be independent, you go out to the Bunny Ranch. I mean, this guy, like, I want to pay for you to come out here. He throws all this money at you, and then you're making all this money while you're at the Bunny Ranch. What was that lifestyle change like for you? Like, what did you just become, like, this crazy girl that wanted to party all the time, or?
I went out there probably like a week out of the month, so I wasn't really, you know, that big of a change, you know.
You weren't, like, living there for a long time? You were just there for a week?
No, just, like, a week out of a month, 10 days at the most. Yeah. You know, yeah, I didn't really got there that much. But, so I always did pretty good in that amount of time, you know. That's what I really liked about it also. I could be home and then just go up there for only a week and, you know, make enough for, like, the whole month to be good. But while I was there, though, you know, because there's nothing to do really, you know, besides watch TV or be online or something like that in between, you know, in between seeing clients and stuff, you know, it's boring. I hate being online and I hate watching TV, so, you know, like, the other thing to do is there's a bar there and then a bunch of girlfriends, and so it's like, okay, I want to get a drink, go and then drinking, or just partying, and freaking Hitachis, and dildos, and pound big machines. You know, and then we're just like, screw it, I want to go to the Bells, and I'm like, we're just staying here and partying.
While you were at the Cat House, did you ever share a client with, is there Air Force Amy?
I was also thinking about Air Force Amy. I don't know why.
Almost one time, it was funny, this guy made a big deal about coming in, like, he was, like, this big, like, big shot or something, or whatever, and so he came in, like he called in, made this big deal, like, oh, like, I'm having my limo, come bring me, he's, like, trying to wear all this jewelry, trying to look like he's all this and that. But he picked me and Air Force Amy in the lineup, and I was kind of worried, because he's, see how she's, like, wild and stuff, you know, I was nervous, I never had to have the part, but anyways, I was really nervous, I was like, oh, geez, but I'll let her go ahead and handle this, like, negotiating stuff, but as soon as we get in the room, yeah, she just, like, grabbing his dick, pulling her tits out, how much money do you got, pulling his wallet out, pulling all his credit cards out, and then he's just getting scared, he's like, I only got $1,000, and she's like, oh, This doesn't work. I just watch it. Like, just go ahead, like, because I'm not, like, if you really, if that's all he's got, and maybe he got scared and was just like, no. I don't know what the deal was, but I just walked out when I could. I was already a little scared.
So, you know, I, so how long from the Bunny Ranch till your first movie in porn?
How do you make that kind of a transition?
Yeah.
Like, who offers you, like, the first, like, right. opportunity?
Well, I was at the Bunny Ranch for about a year, and before I started up at the Bunny Ranch, you know, for a long time before that, I wanted to do porn, but I had no idea how to get into it. You know, I didn't even know how to get into the Bunny Ranch. I thought that was just a long shot the way I went about that, you know. And so when I started working up at the Bunny Ranch, I met a girl that does porn, and I was talking to her in a room about how to get in the industry and stuff, and about agents, and because like one of the rules up there is we're not supposed to talk about porn or get any other girls into porn. And
oh, really?
Like that. Yeah. So it was a while ago before I talked to somebody and stuff, and I got information. So I met her agent, and then the rest is history.
What was your first movie? Like, what was your first?
Well, my first movie was something really, really simple and easy. It was just this little POV blowjob thing.
Nice.
Yeah, it's good. That was a good one.
Did you guys know it was easy?
Yeah, we heard that.
Oh, yeah, the Mario Brothers, the power up.
Yep.
Yeah.
When did you lose your virginity?
When I was 14.
14? Was that when you were drunk in public?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't school. I was drunk in public at school. But, no. I really wanted to have sex, and I didn't really, like, back then, I don't think I was really, like, that attractive or anything. I didn't have, like, that many friends. Then I got a boyfriend when I was 14, and I told him, like, about, like a month or so later, I was like, I want to try this. Like, just come over to my house. We're going to just try this after school. Like, brain condoms, like,
I don't understand this, because, like, when I was younger, there was no girl that was like, hey, I want to try this. Like, I had to be the guy that was like, hey, listen, you know, like, you're a sweet girl, and I'm really into you, and I feel like, you know, like, I had to be the one that worked hard to try to get into a girl's pants. And then here's this guy, here's this lucky fucking guy, who's just like, hey, you know, how you doing? Hey, I want to try sex. Let's do this. Like,
yeah, that's really how it happened.
That lucky motherfucker.
It's like the plot to Juno. I mean, that's how she seduces him, just because they're bored one day.
I wish. Where did you grow up?
In Beaumont, California.
See?
It's about 20 minutes west of Palm Springs.
I will forever hate my parents for not moving me out to California when I was younger, so that I could have a girl. Maybe this could have been our thing. I could have been your first. That would have been.
Yeah, so Massachusetts girls aren't like that.
Massachusetts. Yeah, my wife's kind of slutty. So.
Huh?
My wife is kind of slutty.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, when we met, she was like she wanted to have. Well, I ruined it. I ruined this. I told her. We were on a beach, and she was kind of, like, giving me a hand job. This is, you know, and this is the first night that we met, and I told her, I was like, hey, tell me how great of a line this is. I said, hey, I kind of want to have sex with you.
Kinda.
And she, like, go, like,
I'm not quite sold.
It's very, very flattering.
Did it work?
No. She let go of my dick so fast, and she was like, you think I'm a whore, and you think I'm just going to have sex with you, which she would have if I hadn't have said, I kind of want to have sex with you. Yeah. It's a great moment in my life.
Well, I was going to say, if it worked, then, you know, then you had nothing to care about.
I had sex with her the next night. It was okay. It all worked out.
It was okay.
Just okay.
After the Bunny Ranch is when you got the enhancement, the...
Well, no, I was at the Bunny Ranch for a while, still with those.
Okay.
I was at the Bunny Ranch for about 3.5 years, and I started doing porn about a year in. So I was doing both for a while.
And then,
together.
What was it like getting, you went from a B cup to a D cup in 2008. What was that like? What was it like going? Like, I wish that I could have an experience where I could go from my small penis to a larger penis, but there's not a surgery for that. Like,
I feel like you'd be top heavy if you got, like, such a big enhancement. Like, does it feel like you'd fall forward a bit at first? Like,
well, See, before, okay, like back when I was about 18 or so, I was about 17, 18 or whatever, I was about like 140 or so, and I had about a D cup then, and then when I lost weight, and I went down, you know, to like 100 pounds or so, I got like a small C over full D, but it just like, they're just like saggy, you know, but so I always had big boobs before I lost, then I lost weight, and then they went away, so that's why I needed them to like pump them back up. So I have them again.
Were you kind of a chubby girl? Like, cause you're not like you're not fat at all. Like, can you say you lost weight? Like, what?
Yeah. No. My weight fluctuates. You know, I can't. It doesn't make up its mind. But yeah, I like it right now. It's a good thing right now.
Nice. So in films, how many films have you done? You've done your IMDb is pretty large. Like, how many films exactly have you done?
I don't know. I don't think they're on IMDb either, because yeah. Somebody else set that thing for me, and they just put in some.
Yeah.
So, but I know, like, on one website, there's, like, 180 DVDs or something.
Wow.
Something like that. And then, but scene-wise, like, scenes, like, maybe, like, 400 or more.
Yeah.
Scenes. Yeah.
That's a lot of scenes.
How long does it take to film one movie?
Well, it depends on what things, depends on who I'm working for, what I'm doing.
What's it like on set, like on a porn set? Like, is everybody like after you get done shooting, is everybody kind of going and having sex with each other? Just like even you're not really cast with that person. Like, I imagine like everybody's just having a really good time and everybody's fucking. Like, is that what's going on behind the scenes?
No, not usually. There's been a couple times where I've done some stuff like that, but not usually.
Like, if you don't have a scene with, like, a particular actor, and there's later on, you're like, hey, let's go hang out and have some fun. Like, does that ever happen?
Yeah, it's happened, yeah. But it's not, like, I don't have it all the time.
You said you just broke up with your boyfriend.
Does he work in the industry?
Yeah, does he work in the industry? Like...
No, he doesn't.
What was that like for him? Because I'm a very jealous guy, and if my wife was like on her job,
part of the reason it's over.
Yeah, how long did you guys date?
About like 9 or 10 months.
Did he know right away, or?
Yeah, no, he's always known because we were just friends before. Sorry, I'm in a comfortable position.
No, by all means, you get yourself comfortable. We want you comfortable.
That was
We were just friends before, with, you know, not even friends with benefits, nothing. I had no intention of anything with him, you know, not even fucking him or anything, because he's not really my type. He's like super skinny, like tattooed, really pale, and really negative, depressive person. You know, I don't know that.
Hold on.
We always had a lot of fun together.
You said super skinny. So does this mean you like? You like a guy with some carriage?
No. He takes care of himself. Who has, like, you know, has a nice body who takes care of himself. That's what I'm used to, you know.
Oh.
And he's I weigh more than he does. He's 5'11", and I weigh more than him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, you said he was okay with you being a porn star, like, at the beginning, and then it was sort of an issue for him later. Was it just, you know, as it was, like, a longer relationship, he just became more and more jealous, or?
I forgot. I was going to say something else about the last thing, but I forgot. But anyways, he's always known, but he's just already really, from the beginning, is always really jealous.
Yeah.
He never, like, if we're, But more like, you know, if we're out together, hanging out with friends or friends of his or anything, he hates me talking to any other guys.
Really?
And he hates, like, any attention away from him. And, oh, my gosh, it's ridiculous, and I'm just so tired of it. So, and that's what happened the last night, too. There was somebody behind. This is so dumb. There was this girl that was a friend of mine that I was hanging out with, and she's, like, another, like, pretty blonde girl I was hanging out with. And there was some guy that was, like, trying to, like, hit on her, trying to talk to her. And because, like, right now, I'm just recovering from surgery, so I have this bodysuit thing on underneath, and I look ridiculous right now. I'm wearing sweats and a sweater, and my hair is up. I look like shit. I had no makeup on. I wasn't trying, like, whatever. I was not attractive at all that night. So, anyways.
Sweetie, I don't mean to interrupt you, but you looked marvelous. Like, let's just go ahead. Even if you were wearing sweatpants and a sweater.
I know, I'm just saying, like... I have to say, like, I was not out, you know, looking good, and nobody was trying to hit on me or anything. It's such a stupid thing that happened. But anyways, he was talking to her, you know, and I heard him talking to her, and she was, like, trying to tell him to go away. And I was like, I turned around, and it's a black guy, and I was like, oh, I was like, I don't care about the stereotypes, like, I bet my dick's bigger than yours, and like, making a joke like that. I was actually talking about my retractable penis. I was talking about, oh, yeah, my retractable penis is bigger than yours, like, just being silly, like, just jokingly telling him off, kind of, and he overheard it, and then he was like, I never want to talk to you again, get away from me, you're disgusting. I'm like, oh my god, really? Because wow. I was talking to that guy, because I was jokingly telling him off, saying my dick's bigger than his. Are you kidding? Is that really grounds to just, and he stormed out, like, wouldn't even talk to me, like, and then, oh my god, and then there's another guy that I talked to that night, he was a friend of a friend, there's actually one of his friends that was just hanging out there, and he was like, oh yeah, I see you flirting with him too, and I see you making eye contact with another guy, I bet you didn't notice that I noticed that.
You're like, making eye contact.
Yeah, that sounds like some crazy.
This guy sounds like a dumbass, yeah. Like.
Yeah, I was like, oh my god.
So let's go back to your movies. You've been doing, I guess, obviously your feature film that's coming up is Barbed Wire XXX. And
yeah.
I was looking around. You do a lot of parody films. You were in an Animal House parody. You were in a Halloween Blair Witch Project parody. Like, what?
You seem kind of like some old movies, project. Too. Like, they're not like
what
racing
was the name
movies.
Of the Blair Witch Project one?
Yeah. Blair Witch Project.
Yeah, I think it's like not Blair Witch Project or something. Is that?
Oh no, just Blair Witch Project hardcore parody.
Yeah,
I
okay.
believe.
So, like you're really into these parody, and it seems like you're getting cast for a lot of almost like the horror film parodies, like Halloween and Blair Witch and
Saw.
Yeah, like yeah, Saw. You were in the Saw one. What was that one? Like, did the puppet
and
fuck you?
The horror town is. I was like a. Instead of those eyes, but oh yeah, in Saw, would you say that Saw?
Did the puppet fuck you?
Or the camera?
Yeah. No, I did that's my scene with Evan Stone and Asa Akira, and so that's who I fucked. The basis of that scene was they had like they had him stitched up, like his chest stitched up, like they put a bomb in his heart, and then us, they had bombs around our necks, so, like, we were kidnapped, and we had all these things, all these contraptions put on us, because, like, supposedly, you know, me and Austin were accused of, like, not fluffing the guys, like, being bitches, like, being sorry. And then his whole thing too is he has to stay hard for the whole 45 minutes, and we have to keep him hard or his heart is going to explode in his chest.
It's all speed, yeah.
Going to go off, and our heads blow off. And so he comes 2 minutes or 2 seconds too early, and then our heads blow off, and his heart explodes.
That's how I want to die.
Yeah, that seems like a great plan.
It's funny because everyone was just like, "All right, guys, come on, let's just do it, just like a regular scene. We can do this."
We just recently had an independent horror film being filmed in Massachusetts right now called Provoked. Would you be interested in doing a Provoked parody film if the money was right?
Yeah.
She's like, okay, all right, well, next question.
I'm like, yeah, I'm down for anything. I love acting.
I mean, is it too personal for me to ask how much you get paid per movie or scene? Or how do you get paid in porn? Is it per scene? Do you get paid a lump sum for a movie and then you get, like, residuals? Like, how does that work?
Every time a guy comes, he gets 10 cents.
No, yeah, usually, for the most part, get paid, you know, per scene.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's been other movies that I've done more than one scene, so, yeah, I'll get paid for all those scenes at once.
Do you get any money?
Yeah, there's been, and also, like, Blair Witch, I got paid residuals on that.
Do you get any extra money?
So I was actually, huh?
I was going to say, do you get any extra money for, like, if you view it online or anything like that, people watch online? Or is it just like flat?
No, I get paid from my website for stuff watched online, but no, I don't have any kind of like VOD thing.
Like if the scene they just give you a flat fee for the scene, like even if it's online or if it goes on DVD, it doesn't matter. It's just a flat fee.
Usually, yeah.
Are you a member of the Screen Actors Guild?
Yeah. What's your favorite stuff to do on a scene? Like, what's your, you know, obviously there's...
What's your pleasure?
Yeah, what's your pleasure? You like anal? You like just a straight up, you on top? Like, what's your favorite positions? What's your favorite scenes to do?
Favorite position? Cowgirl anal. That's my favorite position, normally.
For all the guys out there that are trying to convince their girls to go cowgirl anal, how do we do that? I mean, how do they do that?
Well, just like cow, just me on top, but with it in my ass.
Okay.
That's just been my thing, my favorite thing in my personal life, because I don't do anal on film yet, but soon, though. That's coming soon.
Oh, really? Ooh, teaser!
calendar.
do you like girl on girl? Like, are you really into the girl on girl? Because as a porn viewer, I like to have a dick in the scenes. Like, I like to see a dick.
Me too.
Honestly, a lot of porn.
Usually. I guess it depends on the girl. I mean, I definitely had fun and had orgasms with some girls, but you know, for the most part, I like. Yeah, I need a dick in the scene too.
That's awesome. Now you've been nominated for some AVN awards. Like what have you been nominated for? And I saw. Are you a winner? Have you won an award?
No, I haven't won an award yet. But hopefully this year, I want to win. I want to win Best Actress for Barbed Wire.
For Barbed Wire.
That'd be cool.
Well, hopefully that's going to be my first award win.
How do they pick the winner? Like, can we go
vote? We're somewhere? Like, we're going to figure this out. Finding this out, damn it.
Have you been to any other award shows?
Huh?
Have you been to any other award shows for other, like, non-porn reasons?
Non-porn things?
Yeah.
Well, I went to this one called Shockfest. I think that was the name of the award, but it was for, like, horror movies, like, independent horror movies.
And the atmosphere, is it similar at all, or?
No, it was, like, it was a really small little thing that they had going on. But a movie that I was in was nominated and actually won that night, so it was cool. It was the Grindhouse Triple X movie I did. They had... I think for like best screenplay or something they had for their independent horror movie, because I think they released like a non-porn, like a softcore version of that movie.
Now there's a photo of you, I think it's with a car, like a big box, and you're in front of Charlie Sheen's house, and you're wearing a shirt that says something about goddesses. Were you a Charlie Sheen goddess?
No, I wasn't.
Was that you? Were you auditioning? Was that the audition?
No, not me.
Did you ever want it to be?
I was hired by Brazzers to do that. That's not, I don't do that crap.
I know that very well.
Just deliver a package. They wanted me to, you know, wear the shirt and deliver the package in there. And hopefully they were hoping to have somebody let us into his gate, but they said that nobody was there.
Oh.
We got really close, but... they actually took the package from us. They said they'd give it to him.
Did you want to be a Charlie Sheen goddess? Did you know any of the girls that were Charlie Sheen goddesses? Like, I mean, he was obviously going through like a crazy time.
Going through?
Yeah.
I don't think he went through anything.
Personally, I think I wanted it because he was paying well. Like, yeah. They were getting good checks off of him.
Was that something you wanted to do? Did you aspire to be a Charlie Sheen goddess?
No. I've talked to some girls who have said that they've, you know, fucked him, but I don't know if it's true or, you know, they're not even the main girls or whatever that are, you know, always talking about it, you know, on TV or whatever, but...
It's a very brief window, because I don't think he has them anymore.
No, he's clean. I think he's clean and sober and, you know, doing the show and, you know, trying to not be a crazy fucking weirdo that he was.
No, he's not?
No, I think so.
I think people have forgotten that he was crazy. Like, he's on a new show now, he keeps to himself, you don't see him in the news.
He's still crazy.
Yeah, he's still crazy.
Yeah, he's absolutely still crazy.
He's just don't really hear him about exactly. All that much.
It's just not news anymore for him to be crazy, so we stopped hearing about it. He's still crazy.
He's a fucking wacko. He's a fucking wacko. What do you like in a guy? Like, you found your boyfriend, you said he wasn't your type. Like, what draws you to a guy? What's a boyfriend for...
Do you try to stay out of the industry altogether, or does it matter?
Yeah, no, it doesn't matter. It's just, like, whatever... feels alright at the minute, I guess. The last guy I was with was completely, way different than most guys I've been with, but, I don't know. I hate being with, like, guys that are very dominant. That's one thing I learned from this last relationship. That's one thing I could put on the checklist. You know, dominant and controlling and jealous. I don't like those things.
You
I
like
can't
to be the boss?
Doesn't, huh?
You like to be the boss?
Yeah. That helps, but I don't have to be the boss. I like to have, like, 50-50, you know, that's my, like, you know, and, yeah, and especially from somebody who has, like, no right to say any, like, to have any kind of control over my life, it's like, hey, I can do whatever I want, thank you very much. I'm like, oh, shit, I feel my beer,
oh, no. Oh, no, goodness, no.
Okay, so, what is the industry like now? I mean, obviously, you're newer into the industry than, you know, some people, but as far as, like, what's it like to compete against all these free sites out there that, you know, just manage to get a hold of your videos and everything and just throw it up there for free? And obviously, you guys are trying to sell this stuff. You're trying, you know, you have your websites. You're trying to, like, is it, mm-hmm. are you not making as much money as you should be in the porn industry just because of these free sites?
Oh, yeah, definitely. 'Cause, especially with my website, like, my website doesn't do very well, it really sucks, because there's so much free stuff online anyway. I mean, I'm guilty of taking free porn, to be all right.
Well, what's your favorite, well, actually, I'm not even going to promote their sites, because we want to promote BrittanyAmberXXX.com.
Yeah, why not?
And if you want to, you know, go jerk off, then you need to go to BrittanyAmberXXX.com if you want to, you know, get a nice release.
What kind of porn gets you off? Like, when you're home alone, you're bored, what do you search
That's
for?
That's probably a question to ask. Don't ask me that.
Oh, no!
That just makes it a better question to ask.
Do you like 2girls1cup.com?
No. I don't know. I
guess,
I like,
the
freaker
the better.
I like bestiality stuff.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Some kind of other bad, crazy things in that direction, so.
Sounds a little crazy.
It's like, before I got into porn, you know, I wasn't that crazy, you know. I liked DPs and stuff like that. I still like DPs, are cool sometimes. Yeah. But it's just like, then, you know, like, I have to keep stepping it up to get, you know.
are you what they call a sex addict? I mean, have you fallen into the sex addict category?
I don't know. I mean, shoot.
Do you ever get tired of having
sex? Sexually deprived. I don't know. I can say that. I still had sex even though I wasn't supposed to in the past few weeks, but my boyfriend has no sex drive, and my ex-boyfriend now has absolutely no sex drive. No,
being with you, how would they have no sex drive? Because I feel like you would just wake up and be like, oh, man, there's Brittany Amber. I need to stick my dick somewhere inside of her.
So he's jealous and controlling, but also doesn't want to get it.
So, yeah.
That's strange.
Doesn't make sense.
Can we have his phone number on air right now? Can we just get his phone number? We'll call him and tell him what a fucking idiot he is.
No, I'm happy it's done, you know what I mean? Right. I'm just like...
So, is it...
Yeah, I need somebody I can be a sex addict to end with.
So, is it horse porn or dog porn? Do you...
I'm both.
Really?
Just the crazier the better. That's my, like...
Well, I feel like...
I don't even know.
What's the most exotic animal you've watched?
A toucan.
Yeah, like a chicken, I guess.
That's chicken. How does somebody have sex with a chicken?
That's an exotic animal.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
To have sex with Brittany Amber. what do you do in your spare time? Like, if you're just having some downtime, what are you doing? Like, I know you like to party, like to go out, you still like to smoke weed. When you smoke weed, what is your activity of choice? Like,
napping.
Do you just take a nap?
Sometimes, yeah. If it's for strong, yeah, I'll be napping. But, like I said, recently in the past few days since I've had Netflix, it's been that show Lost.
Yeah.
I'm like in the middle of the third season now.
Nice. Do you want me to spoil it for you?
D- Don't.
Okay.
Why?
I won't.
That's
I promise.
Just
well, I'm gonna spoil it for you.
You've seen
just
all
save
of
your
it.
Time.
Just save your time.
I want to read some stuff off to you really quick. Actually, that you you brought this up that you know you're having some difficulty in the dating world. I found a website. It's called guyism.com. And they have a list, and I like a good list. I like to look over a good list, and they have 8 reasons why you shouldn't date a porn star. And I want you to tell me if you feel like these are legitimate reasons that you shouldn't date a porn star. Okay, number 8 is every guy will hit on her. Is that a problem? Does every guy hit on you when they see you? They're like, hey girl, let's.
Hey girl, it sounds like a gay guy.
I don't know, like, some guys are, you know, yeah, sometimes, not every single guy, but yeah, a lot
of guys hit on you.
So it's the same as just dating an attractive female.
right.
Do they recognize you? Like who you are? Yeah.
What kind of people recognize you? Do they, like, are they like, hey, I was jerking off to you last night?
The most recent thing was about a couple of weeks ago when I was at a bar. I was right before my surgery, so it was like about 2.5, maybe 3 weeks ago now. And like as a group, it was like a group of guys. I was like some college guys or something, and then they sent their friend or girlfriend or whatever she was over. So I don't know if they knew if they. And I think they're like embarrassed. So I guess that's like the main thing too. Like, you know, if they do notice you, they think you're a porn star. I don't know, and if they're wrong, you know,
they don't want that's to be like, oh my god.
But anyway, so they sent their friend over, some girl, to ask her, like, oh, look, I don't want to, like, you know, insult you or anything, but are you a porn star, are you even here? Like, yeah, it's like, oh, cool. So, like, they're all, like, taking pictures with me and stuff, so it's cool.
On the number 7 on the list is, you are going to get into fights with other dudes. So was your boyfriend trying to fight other guys that were like, hey, Brittany, let's,
I think she mentioned that, yeah. Like,
yeah.
He was not appreciative.
He was, yeah. He
but
was
did he ever try to physically fight somebody? Like, did he ever try to come to fisticuffs?
He gets into fights already on his own for other reasons, because...
He's just a dumbass.
Just,
yeah. Has a short fuse, yeah. But, not that I can think of over me, though. Do something stupid. Yeah, you know, actually, there's been times where...
Got more important things to fight about.
No, not usually. It's all usually he gets into fights already on his own.
Yeah. Number 6 was like everything she does will be well documented. Obviously, you guys are gonna have movies out there, and everything's gonna be well published. I don't know. I don't know if I could date a porn star. I mean, you're beautiful, and I would love nothing more than to, you know, just maybe roll around. I would roll around in the bed with you. You know, like I would. We could touch each other in places that
be.
We make whoopee.
Have an erotic baking adventure.
One of my favorites on this list was number 4, which was you'll almost never want to talk about her day at work. Did he ever, like, after you were done shooting, was he like, hey, how was your day? And you're like, well, you know, I got a dick in my mouth, I got the facial.
I never get a detail like that, you know.
He couldn't handle it.
You know, one of my exes a few years ago, did not like to hear anything about my day. It was just like, oh, they didn't want to touch me afterwards.
Would they ever stand guard on set at all, or?
No.
You probably wouldn't allow him on set. That'd be horrible. You wouldn't want to hear, like,
my ex before this last one was actually in the industry, so that was cool. That was probably worth the best. Yeah. I probably should just keep doing that.
Why did that one end, the ex before the ex?
For really stupid reasons. We just got really dumb fights, stupid little misunderstanding fights all the time, and then I don't know. It was really stupid. It really ended for no reason. But the funny thing is, I'm actually expecting him to come over tonight. That same
guy. Oh. Is he gonna touch you?
He's moving though to Tennessee in about a week.
When he comes over tonight, is he gonna touch you in your naughty places?
No, actually, I'm supposed to be having sex. But I've been so lonely, all by myself, trapped in this apartment. So.
Yeah. Well, maybe he could at least go down on you, right?
Yeah.
I'm
good. Thanks. Good idea.
Have you ever done anything on film that you wouldn't do at home?
Let's see.
Or the other way around, have you done anything at home that you wouldn't do on film?
Bukkake.
No. You don't like the bukkake?
Yeah. It's like you're a glazed donut.
Well, I got actually tricked into that. I wouldn't even do it on film either. I did one a long time ago. I got tricked into it. I had a bad agent for a week, and then that was one thing. But yeah, if I had to pick one thing, never again. I don't think I'd fit 30 people in my apartment.
What was so awful about the bukkake?
Huh?
What was so awful about the bukkake?
You're essentially a dinner plate.
I think it's self-explanatory.
I don't know.
If you imagine yourself in that position, would you want, like, you know, 20 guys around you and
gallons of semen pouring on your face?
What were you saying? What was horrible about it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it was, like, only my second day in the industry, and I had, I had a different agent than I had now, you know, and I had this agent for, like, a week, and, he told me, he lied to me, and he told me that I was supposed to do a scene with him, and at the end of the scene, like, four or five guys would come in and then just come on me on the same scene, and that was the thing. And then, that was a lie, it was actually a whole different scene, and I got cleaned up, and then I went to a room, and he's like, oh, well, come meet the people who you're going to do your scene with, and it was a room of 30 guys, and I was like, oh, gosh, like, it's like a change of plan, and, you know, if you don't do it, you know, then the word's going to get around that you're difficult, and you're hard to work with, and blah, 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 and you don't want to make a bad impression, and all this shit.
Blackmail.
You know, I was just young, and I just started in the industry, and I didn't want to do that, you know, so I just went ahead and did it. That was already the first bad thing about it, but on top of that, I didn't know about getting cum in your eyes, and my eyes open. Guys coming in my eyes were so swollen and red, they hurt so bad, and then they made me drink a whole thing of semen, like, all in this cup, this, like, sundae cup, like, ice cream, and it was, like, this full of cum, there's so much in there, and I was making down the straw, I was gagging, I was, like, and he was, like, this is good, this is what I want, keep doing that,
Jesus.
It was horrible, I felt like shit, it was, like, my eyes hurt so bad, I was, like, crying in the shower.
That's horrible. Hydra.
How do you get 30 guys to come at the same time?
Huh?
How do you get 30 guys to come at the same time?
She's obviously really good.
Yeah, well, you don't. But it took forever. It was a whole other scene.
You know those, like, single-person dance things where they have, like, the poles and, like, the dolls in front of them and behind them? You one of those, and then...
Brittany,
you said it wasn't live. They edited it?
Oh. Brittany, have you ever had sex with, like, a huge celebrity? Like, somebody that's, like, big into movies or anything like that we would know of?
Yeah, a few.
Is there anybody that you're willing to spill their name out over the Lotus cast, make it exclusive right here and right now?
Yeah. Well, yeah, Dave Navarro. A lot of girls have fucked him because he has, like, his... Yeah, I think he has some kind of, like, show, too, that he always has porn girls on and stuff. So, you know, I'm sure, like, a million girls fucked him in the industry. And also, you know on Workaholics, Adam DeMapp?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Lucky, lucky.
He was fun, yeah. I got to meet him at their little workaholics where they shoot Workaholics, and later got to smoke some blunts and had some drinks. It was fun.
Does he have a big cock?
No.
Burn.
Sorry, YouTube.
Oh, man.
What is big to you, though?
But, also, you know Chris D'Elia? He was also on Workaholics, too. The guy who played Bieber Rule 69. Have you seen that episode?
Bieber
Rule 69. I'm sure. Is he the guy on Whitney, too? Like the boyfriend?
Yeah.
On Whitney?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Does he have a big cock?
Yeah, he does, actually.
Really huge.
How big is a big cock to you? Because you must be used to larger ones than average.
His is probably about 9 inches or so. I like 9 inches. That's my favorite.
Oh, well, that sucks for me.
Yeah. Yep, count me out.
Nobody in this room has a 9-inch cock. Nope. We're very sad now. We're bummed. We're very depressed.
What's the smallest cock you've ever taken?
I don't know. I used to work at the Bunny Ranch, so I mean I've had every kind of cocks you can think of.
If there was a big celebrity that you could do a sex scene with that's like a household name, who would you do it with? A guy, like a male actor, who would it be?
I don't know. I don't even know the guy's name, but you know, I've been hooked on that show Lost. And you know that one guy? I guess he's on The Vampire Diaries also.
Oh.
I don't know his name. The guy with the really pretty eyes.
I know Summerhart.
Is that the? Yeah, I know who you're talking about. What's his name on the show Lost?
I don't watch Lost.
Boone. Yes, Boone on Lost. Yes, he's a very attractive man. I would. What about female wise? Like, is there what female actress would you? Scarlett Johansson, because that's who I would.
I'm not really into girls that much. I'm not like that into girls, but.
Marissa Tomei.
So,
what do you think of Louis Anderson?
So I really want to. Obviously, I really want to promote Barbed Wire Triple X. What's going on in this movie? Like, obviously, I think everybody is aware of Barbed Wire starring Pamela Anderson. You know, we watched the trailer just before we got you on the Skype line here, and you do a good job. Like, you look very good, very good. What am I, some sort of like fucking grade schooler? You look really like hot as shit in the leather getup.
Yeah, she looked alright.
What did you have to do to get this role? Like, do you guys have to audition? Like, do you have to get in front of a crew of people and like suck a dick inside of the
Do leather you read lines or do you perform? How do you audition for a role?
Yeah, I've never had to do that. I never had to like suck anybody's dick to get a role or anything like that. But this one though, like, I guess it was like between like me and a couple of other girls, and we had to send in pictures, like put together a costume that looked like Pamela Anderson's costume in the movie, and so I put together something like my own rendition of the costume. I sent in a bunch of pictures, and then it was a while before I got anything back, like almost 2 months I think. So I didn't think I could get it, and then I heard like, oh, and I have to come in and record though.
Nice.
I just had to send in those pictures, but it was a long week. So I didn't think I would get it, but it's awesome. I really love acting, so it was awesome. Like,
what's the storyline? For people who are not familiar with Barbed Wire, what's the storyline? Because I've actually noticed this. As I was browsing through some screenshots, there's a selection in the menu that you can have that doesn't have any of the sex scenes. It's just all of the acting scenes throughout the entire movie.
I didn't know that. Was that a question?
No, I was going to say, like, what is the movie about? Like, what is the plot?
Well, it's actually like a sequel of the original movie. It's not a remake or anything.
Okay.
So, what it is, like, it takes place 2 years after the original movie, and so what I'm doing in the beginning of the movie is, I'm supposed to be finding this hooker who's somebody's daughter and bringing her back to her parents and getting paid. And so I'm like a bounty hunter and a mercenary, so I get paid to bring this girl back. And they find out that's not her parents, the freedom fighters that showed up, and that was who the people who were posing as her parents were, and they, and you know, my ex-boyfriend, because like in the original movie, I'm with this guy, Axel, so they mentioned that, that they know Axel, and so then I'm like, then I know that they were fighting, they're with him, and so he comes in later on, and I'm pissed because he told me 2 years before that he loved me, and then he left for 2 years, and I didn't know what happened to him, so I have that sex scene. I have a sex scene with the guy who won the Freedom Fighters before that.
Yeah.
My sex scene with him with Axel, and then what happens after that?
Is there anything new? Like, is there anything new in this film that we'll see from Brittany Amber that we haven't seen before?
I just did two. I did two sex scenes, two boy-girl sex scenes. So that's not anything new, you know. But that's just what I usually do. But all the acting and stuff, I did a lot of acting. You know, I had the lead role in this movie, so there's tons of acting and some fighting and some action, that kind of stuff. That's new, but not when it comes to the sex stuff.
We got a couple questions from some of the listeners that are listening live right now. Eric wants to know, do you draw the line as far as your sex acts or your scenes go? Is there anywhere that you're like, I'm not going to do that, that is not what I do on film, like I won't touch that, like I'm guess maybe he's referring to the like scat porn or anything like that. Is there something you're just very taboo you're not going to touch?
Well, I mean, right now, I don't do anything very... everything I do right now is very vanilla anyway. You know, I just do just boy, girl, 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 boy, girl, girl, blah, blah, blah. You know, I don't really do anything crazy already. But, I don't know. It depends. Like, you know, as time goes on, you know, I'm going to do more and more stuff.
Right.
So I don't know if there's not, I don't really have anything on my list that I'm just like definitely never gonna do.
Is that the rule of thumb as far as being an actress in the porn industry is you don't want to throw everything out there all at once. You kind of, as your career goes along, that's when you release something new as it's, you know.
Yes, yes, that's how it works. And that's why I'm not, you know, gonna say that I'm never gonna do something, you know. There's always gonna be possibility for that if I wanna keep myself in the industry, always have something to offer. But see, I've been in the industry for, you know, about 5.5 years and I've never done anal either, you know. Yeah. I'm trying to really, I really want longevity in the business, so I'm trying to get my cards right.
Yeah,
are you working your way up to bestiality?
Yeah,
I would never do that, but I'm just, you know, it's just to get me off, I just gotta watch the, like, you know, crazier and crazier stuff. I gotta work, you know,
the more fucked up the better.
It's boring. Yeah, it's boring. I gotta get more and more fucked up.
Emily wants to know, how often do you really orgasm on scene? Is there a percentage to how often you actually get off, or do you fake an orgasm pretty regularly?
Yeah, well, it depends on what I'm doing, and, you know, and like, if it's, like, the positions that I like, if I'm doing cowgirl and I can do that for a couple of minutes, then, yeah, I can orgasm pretty quick like that. And if I can, then definitely I like to orgasm when I can. But, it's, like, about 50-50, you know, it depends on who I'm working with, too, and if they are trying, if they care about giving me an orgasm as much as I want it.
Has this ever happened? Has it... like, the cameraman been filming, like, the money shot, like, when the guy comes, he's like, oh, I forgot, the guy comes, like, oh, I forgot to turn the camera on. Can you do it again?
Yeah. No, usually the camera guys are pretty on it, yeah, with that kind of stuff. But I mean, also, too, like, you know, especially if I have toys, I always come with toys, of course, with those, but, yeah, usually most of the time, if I don't real come, then I usually forget to even fake come. You know,
yeah.
I don't think anybody cares unless they ask for it. They want me to fake come, but you know, usually I don't even fake come unless they tell me to. I need to for some reason.
Do you squirt?
Good question.
I have before, but I'm not that good at it. I can do like a little tiny stream, but I heard you have to like practice and build that up. But
practice.
I'm not very good at it. I wish I can. I need to start.
It's overrated.
Yeah, I know. It's just a big mess.
Yeah,
that'll open up a whole new line of films.
It's your bag worse. Market, you know?
Still need a blanket. Yeah,
bitch. All right. Well, I don't.
How do you feel about multiracial? Like,
do you like black people?
When I was first, when I first got into the industry, that was when I told you about the agent that I had.
Yeah.
I told you when I first got into the business, you know, I've only been doing. You know, just very basic stuff, you know, just to keep, you know, keep my things going, but he also tricked me into doing 2 interracial scenes, and told me that they were just normal boy-girl scenes. That's another thing, too, I just, you know, that's why I really just pulled back and just started doing just really basic stuff, because I was kind of mad about that, and getting tricked into doing things I didn't want to do.
If you could give any advice to
in
somebody...
In the future, I'm always going to have that, you know, in the future, because I want to be, of course, a lot longevity in the industry, so as time goes on, if I, you know, run out of work, then I always have something else to offer.
Would you ever do an Ecuadorian boy? A man. Would you do an Ecuadorian man?
What does that mean?
an Ecuadorian man right here.
Thanks. I'm Ecuadorian.
I want Brittany, I don't want you to be confused. He's actually Mexican.
Okay.
Actually, no.
Ecuadorian and Mexican are actually the same thing.
Yeah,
fuck every kind of person you can think of.
What about Brooke?
Now, if you had any advice for the up-and-coming porn star, what would that advice be?
Advice for your daughters?
Yeah, wow.
Wow.
I guess, like, since we're on the subject of, like, bad agents and stuff, is, yeah, you know, just don't let people push you into doing things that you don't want to do. And,
That's hard, though, because when you're trying to get in, you'll do anything.
Who would take care of you. And, yeah.
Do you like your agent now?
Yes, I do. I've been with my current agent. Like I told you, I was only with that first one for about a week, the bad one, and then I met my agent on set, a week after, and she was like, you're with me now, you know, you're mine, blah, blah, blah. And I've been with her ever since. I've been with her for, like, 5.5 years.
Perfect.
But that kind of worked out, though, because if you didn't have that first agent, you would have never gotten into, like, you would have never met the new one.
Yeah, exactly.
Everything happens for a reason.
Everything happens for a reason.
Mm-hmm. What's your opinion on the condom law that's sort of going around there? Do you want to use it?
No. Yeah, it's stupid. But, you know, nobody's really happy about that right now, but I haven't seen really anybody use it or really care about it yet. You know, it's really that big of a deal yet.
What's curious to me is when people are watching porn, you know how, like, all the tube sites and stuff have comments, people will be like, man, when's this chick gonna go bareback? It's like, why do you care watching it? Like, it really affects you watching it if they're wearing a condom.
I guess people don't like watching condoms too. I don't know a little thing about that, but I haven't seen it really.
But as a performer, you don't feel like you want the extra sense of protection. Like, I know you get, like, tested a lot to be in the industry, but, like, occasionally, you know, stuff does come through, right?
Yeah, occasionally it does. But the thing that I'm worried about is, like, they said that, you know, it's supposed to ruin our industry, and they don't want us, you know, the whole condom thing and stuff. And I'm just more worried about, you know, making enough money and getting enough work. I'm more worried about that than anything. So, and of course, like, I don't know. If everything works out and I can get as much work, then, yeah, I don't mind wearing condoms, but...
What do you use then? I guess, are you on the pill? Are you on what form of anti-baby?
I was on the pill for a while, but I don't really like taking stuff with hormones. It makes me gain weight and stuff like that. So,
what about, like, the morning after pill or something?
That would be expensive.
Yeah, I use those. I've used those a million times. And, you know, the contraceptive gel, sponges, and things like that.
I have an idea for an abortion kit that basically, it's an in-home abortion kit. It comes with a coat hanger and a bottle of rubbing alcohol. Do you think I could market this?
No.
Nobody, you don't think anybody's going to buy that?
In, like, the Republic of Congo, maybe.
Would you be the spokeswoman?
I kid, of course. Does anybody else have any questions? I feel like, Brittany, I feel like you've...
Are you going to ever, like, move into producing of movies? Like, to just put the extra money or anything like that? Just to diversify a little bit?
Well, I kind of, when I did that Blair Witch Project movie, I kind of co-produced that with a few other people, and that did well, and that we did be good with that movie. And, so, but it was always really cool and easy to do it like that, so... I definitely be down to do something like that again. And in the future, you know, when I get older and stuff and can't, like, perform anymore, don't want to, then, yeah, I hope that it moves to that and I stay in the industry that way.
Is that, like, a common career path for, other porn stars to just go and do production? And...
Yeah, hopefully. We'll see how everything goes.
After MILF porn.
Are you ever going to get married and have kids? Is that in your life plan?
Again.
What? Kids?
Yeah, are you going to ever have kids in the future? Is that something you want? Or?
I have one already. She's 8, almost.
Holy moly.
I already did that. Yeah, I did it early, got it out of the way.
Does she know what you do?
No. No, not at 8.
What does she think that you do?
Modeling.
Yeah.
It's not that far from the truth, no. You know. No. I don't like to lie.
Do you have a plan on when you're going to tell her?
No.
Yeah. Better find out on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah, she'll only
I think that's you.
Yeah, it makes a good point. Yeah, maybe when she starts being on the internet more or something.
Yeah.
Or just get to middle school.
Or her friends will tell her, yeah.
Yeah.
Does she live at home with you, or does she...
No, well, recently her dad used to live, you know, about like 5 or 10 miles from where I live, so, you know, we used to be, it's like 50-50, and now that he moved, you know, and I've been really busy a lot, like, yeah. I usually get her on the weekends now, and he has her during the week.
Do you think you'll still be having sex when you're 50, 60, 70 years old?
I don't know, hopefully we'll be dead.
If you weren't in the porn industry, then what would you think you would be doing?
I don't know. I was thinking about that the other day. Maybe, like, I don't know, like a personal trainer or something like that.
Do you like to work out a lot?
Yeah, or something, or dancing, one of those kind of things. Yeah, I like to work out, and I like dancing and stuff, so... Yeah. Maybe something along those lines, yeah, being active.
I noticed you have a pole behind you. I assume that's for your website.
Do you work out a lot?
Yeah. Are you proficient with your pole?
You know, before I had my surgery, I take dancing classes, pole dancing and burlesque dancing, stuff like that, like floor moon.
It's quite a knot.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
It is. The pole it's crazy itself is actually a knot, you know.
Yeah, I know it is. That's why I wanted to get in on it. And it's really cool. This class I go to, they have really good trainers. I've been doing that for about a year.
Nice. All right, so you can find Brittany Amber at Brittany_Amber on Twitter. You can visit her on her website.
Yeah, Brittany. That's how you spell that, Brittany. There's a million ways to spell it.
Yeah. You have BrittanyAmberXXX.com. What would we find on your website? If I was going to go to your website right now, just webcams or anything like that?
Well, I know. I need to start doing that. We used to there at the studio that I shoot at, but we haven't in a while. I don't know.
Awesome.
But yeah, I need to start doing that more.
And then obviously, BarbWire XXX. Is there a website for BarbWire that we can go to?
It is. I think it is BarbWireXXX.com.
So BarbWireXXX.com. Mm-hmm. That's three X's because it's triple X.
It's not no five X bar. That's three X bar.
Brittany Amber, before we end the show, we always like to go around the room and we do what's called a final thought. We kind of stole this from one Jerry Springer. So everybody just kind of throws in their final thought. It could be whatever. If you want to, you know, if it's something about your favorite bestiality porn, you could put that in there.
No, maybe you guys that.
No, it's okay. I don't judge you. Actually, it turns on your sex appeal a little bit. I'm a little bit more attracted to you.
Thank you. So we're never listening to the show. We all like to go through our disgusting fetishes.
Yeah, we all are all fucked up mentally.
For instance, Adam gets shy porn. Very embarrassed girls turn him on.
So we're going to start with Jason here, the Ecuadorian / really he's a Mexican, and he's going to give us his final thought.
Thank you. I'm actually Ecuadorian, but thank you very much.
That's
it. Brittany, it was a pleasure having you. Great to find a little bit more about you and, you know, the industry. So it was a pleasure, and I wish the best of luck for you and everything that you do in the future.
Thank you. Thank you. You too. Thanks.
Adam.
I'd also like to thank you. It was a lot of fun. One final question I wanted to ask.
Okay.
Do you have, like, a favorite movie that you would like to do a porn version of?
Well, I had, for this mainstream project that I've been working on for a while, this mainstream webisode thing, they wanted me to practice the role of Joy on My Name is Earl. So, for a long time, yeah, I had to practice that accent and play that role and stuff. So I think that'd be funny. Yeah, if they do a My Name is Earl parody, I definitely want to be Joy.
Nice.
Can't wait for the My Name is Earl porn.
I can't wait either.
What's up is Earl for this Halloween.
Joe, your final thoughts?
I was going to say, you do a lot of parodies, but like they're not from anything recent. Like My Name is Earl was canceled years ago. Like,
true.
Is there anything like more recent, like a more recent parody you do?
What do you mean?
Like something that's still on the air, something that's still popular? Because even some of these, like Barbed Wire came out like a decade ago or something, right?
Yeah, I know. Most of the stuff, yeah, is usually... No, I can't think of anything really that I've done.
Do you want to do a Lost parody?
Even then, Lost was canceled years ago.
Yeah, so it'd be perfect.
Like maybe, I don't know, what's on now? Like The Office or something?
Like The Office is about to be
I want to see like I Love Lucy.
Yeah, I Love Lucy.
Dave, what's your final thought?
Yeah, they've done that already.
Mr. Ed.
Mr. Ed would be great. Mr. Ed.
The Green Acres, you know. I didn't really think of a final thought at all. What I was thinking is, have you thought about, you talked about producing, but what about writing and directing? Any interest in that at all?
I was actually thinking about writing, I think would be fun, because when I do my own scenes for my website, I've done that a few, like, wrote myself a few little scripts here and there. I always get excited, get, like, a lot of good ideas, so that would be fun, definitely.
And now, Brittany, I'm going to turn it to you. Do you have a final thought, anything you'd like to get out there into the world that...
I don't know. I'm always bad at this.
It's okay. You know what? I'll do it for you. You just want everybody to go see Barbed Wire XXX. You want everybody to go purchase that film.
Yeah, stuff like that. Yes, please. See my movie Barbed Wire XXX. It's awesome. It's one of the coolest things I've ever done. It's worth it.
It is worth it. I'm gonna go purchase Barbed Wire XXX right.
Yeah,
first
you.
Thing tomorrow. I'm gonna go to my local porn star.
Porn star.
You have a porn star.
We're all gonna watch it together.
We're gonna watch it together.
We're gonna sit here just like this, and
we're gonna watch it on the big screen, and then we're gonna put a cracker right in the middle of the room, and we're all gonna jerk off on the cracker and roll a thing of dice to see
cracker.
Who's gonna eat the cracker.
Right, it's inanimate object bukkake, essentially.
Brittany Amber, thank you so very much for taking your time and joining us on the Lotus Cast. Once again, at Brittany _Amber, Brittany spelled BRITNEY.
Yes.
And you can go to BrittanyAmberXXX.com, and obviously you can go right now to BarbedWireXXX.com, or at any porn retailer, anything like that. You can go purchase this movie. Let's get it out there. Let's buy it. Let's make Brittany Amber win the Avian Awards.
It's doing good on the charts also right now, too. So, see, it's also, do what everybody else is doing. Buy it. It's worth it.
Buy it. Jerk off to it, you know. Stick your finger in your asshole. Let's get this done.
Get this done, huh?
We need your pictures of you enjoying her movie.
Right. And Brittany Amber, thank you once again so very much. I hope the guy that comes over later, I hope he goes down on you, and I hope it's pleasant.
Me too.
I hope you can sit down soon.
I hope you can sit down. You look very uncomfortable. I do like...
I
love your cleavage. Like, you've got nice, ample cleavage.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's giving me some good cleavage.
It's very nice. We enjoy your cleavage.
How do you sit on the toilet?
Squat.
I move myself up.
Oh.
Yeah, she has, like, a pull bar right above.
All right. No. Well, Miss Brittany Amber, thank you very much, and we look forward. Maybe we can talk to you again in the coming months for the next movie. So
next one. Yes. That's right. Well, very cool.
Brittany Amber, thank you very much, and enjoy your evening. And we love your sex.
All right.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye.
All right, so that was Brittany Amber.
Yeah.
So, woo! That was an exciting conversation that we had with her, and I guess...
I like that a lot. She was very well-spoken.
She's a nice girl. She's very a nice pleasant. Young lady trying to make her way in the porn industry. And
she's very pleasant.
Exciting. So we're going to end this now, and would anybody like to add anything just to add it?
Tune in next Wednesday. Medway Lotus Studios.
We're going to have more from the Provoked people. David Langle, reached out to me today. And he wants to
come back.
He wants to come back. He wants to have the actors, the actress, director.
Oh, so, nice.
I look forward to more guests.
Cool.
I'm hoping that that this brings more porn stars to the Lotus cast as well.
I would be ecstatic for more porn stars.
I think we need more porn stars, right?
Publicity and whatnot.
Alright.
Good stuff.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Lotus Cast. Go fuck yourselves.
Aha.